Tua gets paid. But was it enough? Jordan Love got paid. Same management, by the way. A lot of people are overlooking that. Same management.
Yo, that 2020 quarterback draft.
Good.
Got paid. Every one of them.
It's the world we live in now, man. If you're a good quarterback, you're getting paid.
But damn, Burrow, Hurts, Tua, then Love, and Herbert.
Don't forget about Herbert.
I forgot Herbert. Yeah. So it went, did it go Burrow, Herbert, Hurts, then Tua, then Love?
No, Tua went before
Love.
Herbert.
No, Tua went before Love. Herbert.
Are we talking about draft?
No, not talking about draft, getting paid, getting the bag. I know who got, yeah.
Oh, it was okay. Yeah,
because I'm just going by, the draft was Burrow to Herbert, Hurts, no, Love, then Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're talking about getting the bag, who got the bag first, I believe it was Burrow, Herbert, Hurts,
Tua. Burrow, Herbert, Hurts.
Tua, then Love.
Yeah, but basically, same time, Jordan Love and Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, they got paid. Everybody, like, they all those three got paid last year, I believe, last year.
Look, as a Dolphins fan, I'm a little more, I would say, confident in Tua Tagovailoa. Jordan Love, half a season, that's a lot of money to pay
you know
a guy.
What, though? You're right, but I give him credit. I give him and his agent credit. Dude, I always say, when you have a great rookie year, it's, you know, spectacular, that's beautiful. But guess what they have now? They have film. They have film on you. Mm-hmm. These are the best defensive minds that football has. They're going to watch the film. Players are going to study your habits and everything, and they're going to come after you. Now, yes, he's been in the league 3 years prior to that, but he was behind
Aaron.
He didn't
do anything.
He had a – and I always say this about rookies. Other than C.J. Stroud, to be honest – I can't recall a rookie that from week one or week 16 or 17 or now is it week 18 that, you know, was consistent. If we look at Jordan Love, it was the second half of the season he started to ball out. Very similar to RG3 when RG3 run rookie of the year. Remember? He was 5-5.
Pay that man, huh?
And he had six games, but RG3 was a legit rookie. This was just Jordan Love's first year as a quarterback. They got film on you. If you can get that bag now, you might as well go for it. And Tua, you were right, Cousin. You said they weren't going to pay him before the training camp begins. It was just only 2 days after.
Yeah.
I think it was a good deal by both sides.
I'm telling you.
I don't know. Listen, he said it. The market's the market, and he got market value.
And in my heart of hearts, the Dolphins were not intending to pay him. Jordan Love sitting out of practice, that – didn't force the hand, but it put a Bunsen burner under
him. Here's my question, Cousin.
They wouldn't have paid him.
Here's my question, Dan.
But you can't.
Is it, because I noticed it's, most of the deals weren't, most of the other deals were like 5-year deals, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Burrow, Herbert, if I recall. I just looked at the fact that these guys were taking 4-year deals, which is really 3.
Right.
You know, but he got the guaranteed money, which is what, 167?
Yes.
That's nice.
Let's see.
That's nice.
The guaranteed is $167.1 million. Don't forget about that point one. That's $100,000 right there. I really think the Dolphins were not super stoked about paying him, but when Jordan Love sat out and Tua sat in, that was it.
See, I think that's the year. Because Burrow signed a 5-year, $275 deal. I believe Herbert also signed a 5-year deal. I think it's the 4-year. It's that extra year. I think teams don't want to be trapped. They don't want to be trapped with that extra year. Think that, because a 4-year deal is really 3. And technically 2, if you really think about it, because you can, you know, if you manage your money right, you can let that player go or trade that player for, you know, a couple draft picks and just eat a little bit of that salary cap hit. But I think it's a great deal for everyone involved.
It's just funny. We talked about, are they going to re-sign Tua? Are they going to sign Tua? You know, if they would have done this about a year ago or even less than a couple of months ago, you know how much they would have saved the Dolphins if they'd have signed Tua? Because the guys that signed in the offseason, like Kirk Cousins, getting $45 million. Probably could have gotten Tua for right around there. If you would have done
year.
It, if you'd have done it.
No, it's the year.
If you pulled the trigger earlier.
Cousin, I think it's the 1 year, bro. I think it's the 1 year. It's
I'm
the
just
four
telling
year. I think it's the 4 year and 5 year deal because these other guys got 5 year deals, and I see that Jordan Love and Tua got 4 year
they
deals.
They got four.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know if it's the agent and the player, or
they have the same
team.
Agent,
right? I don't
or
know
or agency.
I don't know if it's the agency and the player, or if it's the teams. They just weren't willing. Something was going on with that other year. I don't know if that's maybe the hold up,
man.
Because to me, 4 years 212 is so fair. I don't understand, like, you know what I'm saying. But maybe man. 5 years 270, you might be looking at.
The market is the market,
and he got paid market value.
If they would have paid Tua. When Kirk Cousins signed, Kirk Cousins getting $45 million a year, they could have saved almost, what, $8 million a year? If they would have just signed Tua and stopped this dance, I mean, I would say that he would basically want what Kirk Cousins got. They're kind of on that same level. I know some people say Kirk Cousins is terrible. I don't care, whatever you say. But if they would have signed him around the time Kirk Cousins said, okay, he made $45 million, here's $46 million. You'd be right there with Deshaun Watson. Of course, not as much guaranteed money. He'd be right there with Kyler Murray. Okay, what if he says, I want to be like Jalen Hurts, $51 million. You're still saving $2 million a year, but the market is the market. Tua Tagovailoa holds out. He stays in on practice. He gets paid. Jordan Love gets paid. Jordan Love, $55 million a year. If I'm a—I mean, and Green Bay knows what they're doing. I mean— They've got great quarterbacks. They had Brett Favre. They had Aaron Rodgers. Now they figure they have Jordan Love. If you're a Packers fan, you have to believe in your program, but at the same time, that's a half a season. I saw Jordan Love at the beginning of last year. At the beginning of the season, was not exactly impressive. I saw them get lucky and come back against the Saints and kick a field goal at the very end when they're getting it handed to them at home.
And this is another thing. I'm glad you brought this up. Dan, you know what it is about a lot of these players, bro? Mm-hmm. It's moments. It's moments. You brought up Jordan Love. I can give you the moments that Jordan Love started to get everybody's attention and was like, oh, okay, Sunday night game against Kansas City. Thanksgiving Day against the Lions.
Yeah.
Come back against the Saints, your team. You guys were up, I think, 17-0.
They were killing them in Green Bay.
You were killing them in Green Bay, and then you guys won. Those were statement games. And then obviously going into Dallas and whooping Dallas's ass.
And Dallas did their part, let's be honest.
Dallas did their part, and they almost beat San Fran.
And they also beat that. It's recency bias.
Right. It's a lot of recency bias. A lot of moments, though. Moments.
Right.
But the moments matter. Burrow, I could give you Burrow moments.
Why is Eli Manning known as such an iconic quarterback? He had a 500 record in his career.
Yeah,
but
postseason time.
But he won two Super Bowls against New England. One of them was against an undefeated New England team.
Come postseason time, you remember the moments.
Yeah, and he did it in New York.
Burrow's got moments. He beat Kansas. He's beaten Kansas City multiple times. He only got beaten Burrow. I mean, Mahomes like three times. Maybe him and Allen. I don't want, you know. But he went to Arrowhead and beat Kansas City, and went to the Super Bowl.
Darn near beat him a couple times.
Darn near beat him the following year.
Late hit call? That was
A legit call.
But you like the legitimacy.
He was out of bounds, bro.